All right, I want to bring in Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, on a couple of angles of this. Tim, appreciate the time. In the shooting of Wright, we heard the police chief yesterday. We've seen the video. Can you explain to me training? Talk about the taser versus the real gun and what most departments train?
Departments train, obviously, on all the tools that they carry on them, and that includes the taser. The taser is specifically positioned in certain places versus the gun, handcuffs, pepper spray, and everything else. So the training is pretty extensive as far as utilizing the taser. I have testified now for over 20 years on use of force across the United States. This is the first case that I've heard of where the wrong weapon was grabbed, gun versus taser. But it's going to be important to where that taser was placed on her duty belt and where she normally places it versus where it was during the scuffle. And I'm not saying that it's obviously it is possible to grab a taser or a gun, and they both are similarly, you know, molded. They have a gun grip handle on both. And it sounds like on the recording that she instantly realized she did grab the wrong tool, but you also have a gun and a taser are different colors. They feel a little bit different. But once again, under pressure, under extreme stress, what were those specific factors that were going on when she grabbed what she thought was her taser will be crucial in her case.
We throw out the terms, you know, muscle memory and training and the situation. I mean, again, to walk through it, it looks like they stop him because of the tag. They then run the ID. They see there's an outstanding warrant. Then you got a different situation on your hand if you're a police officer, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And what this will come down to is those circumstances of the stress, the pressure, the quick reaction, the decision making. Do all those things exist that could potentially confuse her for a second or two, and she does grab the wrong tool, and it causes an obvious death. So all those circumstances leading up to her use of that taser versus is going to be crucial.
Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. Tim, thanks much.
Thank you.